Freestyle Travel.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Freestyle Travel Show. Kenny Flannery, your host as always. And this episode, I got a bunch of hitchhiking and travels to catch you up on. Basically, I'm going to tell you how I hitchhiked from California through Arizona, started getting my brewery book tour going, back to California, bunch of casino chaos, and then eventually hitchhiking to Portland, where I am now, by way of Vegas, and plenty of desert, and plenty of just, like, thinking I was getting stuck, stuff like that, but some crazy rides in there, and some good times, and Portland has been a blast. It's been a good time. It always is. And yeah, I'm really getting the brewery book tour thing going again. Nomadic Moonlight's the latest book, if you guys haven't been following me already. A book about the first 10 years of my travels, written page by page, full moon by full moon, where I was at each full moon along the way. So that's been cool. And Phoenix is where I kind of got that going. So, yeah, let me just jump in. Also, I just always got to mention the Patreon, kind of more than ever. It's been like a month and a half since the last episode on this podcast, which is more than normal. And I think it's because on the Patreon, I've been posting what I've been calling a microcast. So it's like a podcast, but it's like 2 or 3 minutes long, sometimes 5 minutes. It's just like every 2 or 3 days, I kind of just jump on my phone and catch everyone up on the Patreon, like what I've been doing. So real detailed stuff about rides I've gotten and like funny stories. It's a lot more frequent. So if you want to get on there, it's $6 a month. So it's like buying me a beer once a month and you get all these extra stories plus extra pictures and post some other stuff on there too. So yeah, patreon.com/Kenny Flannery, just plug in that. And yeah, let's just jump into, let's get back to California. I'll tell you about all the hitchhiking stuff that's gotten me up here to, Portland. Good old Portland. All right, let's do it. All right, just took a sip of beer. I'm staying with my friend Stephanie, who I stayed with 2 years ago when I filmed a hopping episode out here in Portland. And this beer is still in her fridge. This sour beer from Breakside. Awesome brewery. Awesome episode. But yeah, I've got this beer here. So we'll get to Portland, but let's start in California. And by starting in California, we'll start by hitchhiking to Arizona. So the goal was to get to Phoenix. I'd gotten some books shipped there to my buddy Larry's, and I was going to do the first of the Nomadic Moonlight brewery book tour thing. Pardon me. And, but before that, I wanted to go see my friends Molly and Kyle. Their baby was turning 1 year old, had a party, and that was in Ash Fork, so I was going to go there first. So if you don't know where Ash Fork is, it's close to Williams, which is close to the Grand Canyon, halfway between Flagstaff and Kingman on I-40. So started where I was, close to San Diego, hitchhiking up there. Few kind of easy rides through the desert, past Brawley, and I really thought I was stuck for a while. Just like walking for 10 miles or something, felt like a few hours or more, just not getting a ride. Like maybe I took the wrong route. Where I was coming from, hitchhiking was kind of obnoxious just to where I was going, because it wasn't like a straight shot. So there was like an infinite amount of ways I could have gone, you know? Do you go up and right or do you go straight and left? And a lot of that. So I was going on some roads I'd never been on, and just not a lot of traffic, not a lot of rides. But luckily, right at like sunset, this girl about my age picked me up. She was going to Vegas. And I did think about going to Vegas, but I had this birthday party to get to. So I rode with her to Needles, multiple hours. Needles, California? Is it California or Arizona? It's right on the border. I think it's California. Found a place to stealth camp, which was always tricky in the desert. I'm grabbing my beer here. And, yeah, hitched an easy ride the next day to Kingman. And then, yeah, eventually to Molly and Kyle's. And they've got some property out there in the desert. Pretty cool spot. Molly, I met through couch surfing years ago in Flagstaff, and then I ended up hitchhiking with and just becoming really great friends with, and met Kyle along our travels at a music festival, and they ended up getting married. So that's who I'm staying with. That's a little very abridged backstory on Molly and Kyle. And they got this awesome property up there. So kicked it with them for a little bit. Helped them take some pictures. They got like a yurt up there and some other stuff. So they're trying to get like a retreat center kind of going on. So if any of you guys listening are ever up there in that part of northern Arizona, let me know. Maybe I can connect you guys. It's a pretty cool spot. So, but eventually the time came to hitchhike down to Phoenix, and luckily that rent went really well. I just got one ride from like a pretty cool couple. Drove me straight down to Phoenix. Taking a sip of beer. Yeah, and started catching up with my friend Larry. Just a friend I've had for years. And the brewery thing did not go super well. Like, for the hopping show, it's real easy to like connect with these breweries and figure it out. And the book thing should have been easy too, but I don't know. Like, just the first few breweries I contacted just like didn't really respond even. And I think I just got unlucky. I don't think it's a thing, because now like it's been easy elsewhere. But anyways, that was sort of the case. And my point is that I finally got a brewery that was down to do my book tour thing. And all I really do is I just like sit at a table with a bunch of books and get some people in there and sell some books and tell some travel stories. It's actually super fun. But yeah, pretty low footprint, so pretty mellow. And this brewery, Roses by the Stairs, which is actually named after a Blink-182 lyric. She left me roses by the stairs. Surprises, let me know she cares. That one. Which is like a weird way to name a brewery. They were cool with it. So I went there with Larry and his son, my other friend. And yeah, didn't really sell much. Just drank some beers. They didn't really give a crap. There was no one in there. And because there's such short notice, I wasn't able to like promote it all that much or anything. So it was like really just hanging out there, watching basketball, drinking beers. So yeah, I was hoping that would have gone better, but considering that it was just a day beforehand, it's like, all right, is what it is. So I still got the stack of books over there, but I ended up hanging out in Phoenix, several more days, helped my buddy out, working on a house and stuff like that. Made a little bit of money actually doing that. That was cool. And eventually they came to hitchhike on back to California, because I was still trying to do this casino hustle. They were giving me some free play and stuff in San Diego. I'll get to that. So I was going to head on back there. So got a ride to the highway, and I made it like almost to San Diego in one day. Got a couple short rides and a truck driver, and eventually got to Alpine, went to some breweries, camped out, but then easily got a ride the next day and got back up to Harrah's. So yeah, the deal with Harrah's was right after New Year's, when I was dog sitting out there, I went to that casino and just got hammered one night and took $200 or $300 and just got it up to like into the 2000 plus range playing blackjack. And that was their only version of me. That casino was like that night of gambling, to the point when I got up over two, I ended up losing all that money. I think I still like maintained the money that I started with, the $200 or whatever. But as far as like, you know, I got up over $2,000 and I, you know, lost all that. But I was making like $100 bets and just, you know, being drunk and crazy. And that was their snapshot of who I was as a gambler. So because of that, you know, thinking I was the kind of person that just like was betting $100 at a time, which technically I was, they're giving me a bunch of free play and stuff. So I was, you know, trying to take advantage of it. That's why I was coming back to California. You know, $50 a day kind of thing. Sometimes $100, like I got an Amazon gift card. I got a bunch of free stuff. So Yeah, I come back. So I'm basically doing that. In between that, I was staying there for like a few days at a time and then hitting up the weekends and hitchhiking around. Got a buddy that lives there. I stayed with another guy on Trust Routes the weekend of my birthday. That was fun. That dude is super cool. It's this guy from the Ukraine originally, but he's traveled all over the world. He's, you know, had a couple hundred references himself on Couchsurfing. Stayed with him. My birthday, went to like breweries all day. He just drove me around, like went to breweries all day. I think I posted that on that Hopping channel. 38 beers had that day. Super fun. Back to Harrah's, more seeing friends, and yeah, just trying to collect money. And ultimately, I ended up like losing a bunch of money there too in the end, but not really. Again, actually, I won way more. I won hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of dollars overall, but I used it actually, which is good. Like I had to, like my shoes were totally screwed, so I was able to replace my shoes. My drone broke, replaced the drone. Drank tons of beers, so overall it was a massive win. I just didn't leave with that much money, and I probably could have. But overall, yeah, good times at the little Harrah's in San Diego. Kind of random. So my next beer tour, brewery book tour thing, I had set up in Portland, so that was my next goal. I wanted to pass through Vegas and see a buddy who started dealing poker. The World Series of Poker is going on, so I was like, all right, on the way up to Portland, that'll be my next goal. So I actually stopped in Laughlin first, hitchhiking up there. Took a couple of days. So the first day, I think I got like 7 rides. got picked up by a cop who was super cool in the desert. I got picked up by these guys who were smoking meth going to a random casino. That was a short ride, but that's what that was. And yeah, slept out in the desert, got destroyed by mosquitoes. Take another sip of beer here. Destroyed by mosquitoes. Oh my God, that was nuts. I haven't encountered mosquitoes like that since Scotland. It's outside of Blythe, California. Holy fuck. But yeah, finally found a place to camp. And yeah, the next day, just a couple rides. I got a ride from an ex-cop going to Vegas. He was telling me about, he'd been a cop for 38 years in Vegas. He was telling me about like a girl in a suitcase he found as like one of his crazier stories over 38 years. Yeah, found a girl in a suitcase. Or rather, hikers found a girl in a suitcase in the desert, but he got, you know, called in. So anyways, I got to Laughlin, stayed there through the weekend because I couldn't get free rooms in Vegas on the weekend. And then got up to Vegas and never ended up seeing my friend, actually. Never did. He was super busy. He's like working. It's working now. Can you imagine? People with jobs and stuff. It's crazy. So, yeah, I stayed at the Rio and just super hung out. I was actually, like, a little bit sick one day, kind of felt like, and just, I don't know, so super, super mellow. Didn't really gamble at all, didn't drink at all, just stayed in the room, super chill mode. And then hitchhiking out of Vegas to Portland was kind of a trip. So I've never been on that road, Route 95, between Vegas and Reno. I've just never done it. It's been on my radar for a long time, and it's just never been the quicker way to go or the way to go. So I was kind of excited to check it out. I knew it was supposed to be a bit of a desolate road, but I was into it. So I took the $2 bus from the Strip to the northwest corner of Vegas. Started hitchhiking from there. What did I get? Like a short-ass ride? I got a ride from a guy. I think it was the second ride. He was in his Tesla just screwing around. And he ended up taking me to a town called Bodie, something like B-A-U-T-Y, something like that. Anyways, there was a supercharger there, so he was really just out for a kind of a joyride. But gave me a ride, and I had plenty of stories and stuff to tell him, so we drove for a while, and then finally he's like, we'll go to this town with next town with supercharger, and he's like, and I'll get us like lunch, and then I gotta turn back. So that's what we did. We went up there, took me to a Denny's, super cool, while he's charging his car, and yeah, and then I kept on hitching, and yet not a lot of traffic out on that road, not at all. But I did end up getting another ride from this couple. Oh, I gotta look them up on YouTube. Shit, I forgot what their handle is or whatever. But they gave me a ride eventually up to Tonopah, which is like halfway between Vegas and Reno. And a bit touristy, but definitely a nowhere town. Like one stretch of road, you know, like a couple miles of gas stations and casinos. And but like, I don't know, barely in the middle of nowhere enough for them to like, there was like a clown motel. That's pretty much the only reason I'm calling it a tourist town, because there is like a, it's a fucking clown motel. It's an excuse for people to be there. So I walked by that, and this woman is close to sunset. Before I even get to the very edge of town, a woman stops in a van and she just offers me a place to stay. Basically, she's like, if you're still here in like an hour or something, I might have a place for you to stay. It's maybe not the cleanest or whatever. I forget how she put it, but she's like, just seemed like a super sweet person. I was like, oh, cool. I'm like, hopefully I will get a ride. But sure enough, I didn't. So an hour later, she drove by with another guy, a friend of hers. And at that point, there was only like maybe 30 minutes of daylight left. So I was like, yeah, fuck it. So I took her up on it. And we drive back and she's like, yeah, it's this house trying to sell. And this guy has been staying, this guy, Chris. And she's like, it's a little bit messy, but it, you know, it's a place to stay. So we get there, and clearly she hadn't been there in like, I don't know, a week, a month, whatever it'd been. And it was way like more fucked up than she remembered. And it was, you know, it was pretty fucked up, I guess. There was shit everywhere, boxes everywhere. It's not like there was vomit all over the place or anything, but yeah, just cluttered as fuck and like a bit of a construction kind of zone. But anyways, whatever, not that bad. And she's just eyeballing, okay, there's a mattress over there. Probably do that. Asking if there's clean sheets. But she had her dog there, so she went and took her dog for a walk. But then they're trying to put this dog, I forget what kind of dog it was, but like a pit bull or something like that. And pit bull escapes. Just runs out the door when it comes back. So now we gotta go chase this dog down. So now I'm with her and this guy, and she's like a little bit frustrated because clearly he hasn't been taking care of the house to the degree that she expected or whatever. And now her dog has inexplicably ran away. So luckily we found the dog pretty quick. That doesn't get dragged out. We find the dog fairly quickly, just a couple blocks away, driving around. Bring it back, and then she's like, all right, we'll go up to my mom's house. I guess her mom's house is right up the way, which is like there's some construction going on there too. But she's like, I'm going to grab some eggs and some bread and stuff for you for the morning. So we get up there, and as soon as we walk in the door, there's like a cat that runs by. And she's like, how the fuck did what's-his-face get out of his kennel? So I guess this cat was supposed to be in a kennel. Somehow it escaped or something. And then the Chris guy chases the cat into a room, which forces the cat to jump down an open vent because there's construction going on or whatever. So he's essentially chased this cat down into a vent, which they think the cat might not be able to get out of. So now I'm like in this situation where there's a cat in a vent, and it's like, how do we get this cat out of there? I'm just like, this is hilarious. So that goes on for a couple of hours where they're leaving and coming back. And she's like, you can probably stay up here, which I'm like stoked about because there's like an actual couch up there. Like, this would be nicer anyways. And there's no one there. So eventually they give up on the cat. They're like, the cat will probably get out. They open up a can of tuna, leave it at the top of the vent, and just hoping that the cat has the agility to jump up the way it came down somehow. So she leaves. I got the place to myself. I kind of chill and crash out. And sure enough, then the cat's like screaming to get outside. Got out of the vent, so I let the cat out where it wanted to be. So success with the cat. Let me take another sip of beer here. Sometimes this happens when you're hitchhiking. You just get caught up in random cat adventures at people's houses. So the morning comes. I get up pretty early, whatever, 6 something in daylight. I'm like, let me get moving before construction people or her mom or someone shows up, which she wasn't so sure about who was coming back. Her husband, also, there's potential for him coming back. And she's just like, I usually don't. She's like, I help people out when I can, but I don't tell him until weeks or months later because I guess he's whatever he is. Wouldn't be stoked to hear that she's letting some random guy stay in her place, whatever. Kind of insecure kind of thing. So I'm just like, let me get out of here before anyone, like anything, shows up. So get back down. It's like a mile or two walk to the edge of town. There's like a Burger King and a Chevron. That's basically the edge of town. It's just like desert. So I get to the edge of the parking lot. I'm like, all right. A lot of times I'll walk and I'll hitchhike, but I'm like, I'm just going to stand here. There's no point in walking. There's like nothing for 50 miles, literally. So I'm hitchhiking, some local guy comes up and he's just telling me how terrible everyone in the town is. He's like, I'm like, okay, thanks, dude. He's like, have you eaten today? I'm like, no, it's like, you know, 7 in the morning. And he's like, let me get you breakfast. So I'm like, all right, fuck yeah. So we go into Burger King, get some burritos and some coffee. And he just continues to tell me like, you know, how not great people are in the town and some of the history of the town and about the Clown Motel and about how Indians own it and whatever. Like, okay. And yeah, then he's done ranting to me, but he's super nice. And I walk back down to the hitchhiking spot. And then like 20 minutes later, some other local guy just shows up with a bag of Burger King and like a big drink for me. He's like, hey, you looked like you were hungry. So I'm like, oh shit, I fucking just ate. And he's like, everyone in this town's not great. And I'm like, kind of seems like they are pretty great. Like, last night someone randomly offered me a place to stay. This morning someone bought me breakfast and now you're buying breakfast. Like, it seems like this is a pretty, this town is full of great people. But anyways, so yeah, he gives me the bag of food and all this stuff and then he drives away. And I stashed the food in my backpack. I'm like, this will be good for later. Sipping on the drink. And then this guy shows up. Still don't get a ride. This guy shows back up 15 minutes later. And he's like, there is a bus that goes to Reno. Because the sign I had was Reno. Because that was the next real big city on the way to Portland. And I thought I would have gotten to Reno in one day from Vegas. Fuck. And I could have, you know, with the whole casino hookup I got, I could have stayed there. I was like, that was my definitive goal, night number one. Get to Reno, stay for free, maybe get some free stuff. But no, didn't happen. Tonopah with a cat in the vent. But I was like, yeah, I still put that on my sign as the next spot. So, yeah, that guy came back and he's like, there's a bus that goes from Tonopah to Reno. He's like, it leaves at 7 p.m. though. I'm like, dude, I want to take you up on this free bus ride, but like, it's like 8 a.m. right now. It's like, I got 11 hours. Like, I'm pretty sure I can get a ride, but I'm like, I also would, it would suck if 7 p.m. rolls around and I still haven't gotten a ride and I didn't take you up on this free bus ride thing. He's like, all right. So he called him and found out that they would take cash. He's like, here's what I'm going to do. It's like 70 bucks, 60 or 70 bucks for this bus ride. He's like, I'm going to go to the bank and I'm going to grab you cash. And I'm just going to give you cash. And if you don't get a ride, you'll have cash for the bus. And he's like, and if you do get a ride, then you'll have money for food and all kinds of whatever you want. And I was like, dude, that is awesome. You guys in Tonopah are the worst. Like, terrible people in Tonopah. They kept saying, these guys, this is the nicest shit ever. So he takes off. He's going to the bank. And sure enough, that's right when I got a ride. So I got a ride like 10 minutes later before he got back. So I never saw him again. Never got the bus money. Never needed it. Some guy picked me up, pickup truck. Hairy old dog. Was covered in hair for like 3 days after that. And rode up to just short of... forgetting the name of the town. Anyways, I was like 20 miles shy of I-80, whatever the town is. It's just east of Reno. Fernley is what it's called. It was like a three-hour drive. That was a long ride, maybe four. So I'm on my way, and then I hitched a ride to that town, Fernley, on I-80, and that's where I made a weird decision. So I was right there. It was like 2-3 PM at this point. And I got dropped off at the truck stop on I-80. And the fast way to Portland was to go to Reno on I-80 and then north, through Susanville and all this stuff. And eventually to, Portland would have been like a 9-hour drive. And there's another way where I could just go straight and not through Reno, straight north through a town called Gerlach. I think it was Gerlach. Close to Black Rock City, as we'll find out where Burning Man is. We'll get to that here in a minute. And it was a little bit longer. Like, so if I went through the Reno way, it would have been like 9-hour drive is what Google Maps says. Versus going this way through Gerlach would be like closer to 10 hours. So not that big a difference. But in my head, I was like, and I looked at the weather and it looked like it was going to be raining in Reno later that day and the next day. So I'm like, I could go through Reno, but I could get like super stuck. And even if I took up the free casino room, I'd wake up the next day and it was supposed to be raining the whole day, which would be a pain. I'm like, or I could go this way, north, where there's less traffic. I won't get stuck in the city. Won't have a free place to stay if I need it, but whatever. So I decided to go that way. I got one short ride for 2 miles. I got a ride from a family real quick, 20 miles going to the dump, and that was it. So there's one little village. I passed through a place called Pyramid Lake, and I'm just about on Pyramid Lake, and there's like a car every 20 minutes, and one car drove by me. And they gave me a thumbs up and stuff, but drove right by and immediately took a left and like parked at a house. There's like, I call it a village. It was like probably 7 or 8 houses. It was on the reservation by Pyramid Lake. So then I walked up by the house. That guy got my attention and I walked down to his driveway. And the dude was like, dude, if you want, you can stay. This guy is blackout drunk. I could tell right away. Like, immediately, I was like, this guy's blackout drunk. Here we go. But he's, like, inviting me to stay if I want to, ask me what I'm doing. He asked me my name 3 or 4 times. Real nice, friendly guy, but I'm like, at that point, it was 5 p.m., I remember, which meant, like, 4 more hours of daylight. I'm like, I got 4 more hours to catch a ride. If it was later, I might have taken him up on it, but the fact that I had 4 more hours to catch a ride, daylight, this guy was black out drunk. He would have been hard to handle for a while, you know, like just to p- put up with that. And he was offering me beers and stuff. I'm like, this would be, there's a lot of potential for cool shit to happen here, but there's also a lot of potential for bullshit. And his uncle or whoever, the other guy in the car on the property, just seemed super disinterested. Pretty much he looked like he was fed up that he was dealing with a blackout drunk guy. And I'm like, I don't know, this could just be fucking too much. So I weighed the options, and who knows, that would have been something. But I'm like, nope, I'm gonna walk back to the road. So I did, and I turned a corner. Oh, because it was supposed to rain there too, which I didn't expect. That's also why he was offering me the place to stay. But it hadn't started raining yet, but it did within an hour of me leaving there, turning the corner, seeing the beautiful lake, the pyramid thing out on an island, whatever. But yeah, it was like a car every 20 or 30 minutes passing me. So like no traffic. The rain starts, then it really starts to dump, and then it gets dark. And it's just shrubs out there once I turn the corner. Nothing to camp behind, nothing to break the wind, nothing to hide behind. Not that I was too worried about being seen, because there's no goddamn traffic. So eventually, I walked for a while, even in total darkness, just because I was like, there's got to be a shrub, like a decent shrub, like a 3-foot shrub. Can I get a 4 or 5 footer? Come on, come on, something to, I don't know. And finally, I found, you know, something halfway suitable, and I just set up my bivy in the rain, just like getting soaked, passing out there, and still pretty much 40 or 50 miles from Reno. I'm like, if I had just hitched to Reno, I could have been, you know, sleeping in a casino hotel, probably gotten 30 or 40 bucks worth of free money and like a free buffet. And I'm like, nope, but I'm here in the desert sleeping in the rain. But it's, you know, it's actually, it's all good. It's probably better this way. So I sleep. I actually slept so well. I think I just didn't sleep well the night before at all. I don't know. I just passed out. Fuck the rain, all that. I did just conk out real well. So slept good, still woke up early. Got to walk in, and again, walk for hours. The rain kicked back in, and just no one was picking me up. Usually in the middle of nowhere, I get rides. Like, people do pick me up in the middle of nowhere. I think people kind of know if they've been driving for, like, you know, a while, and there's been nothing, and then they see someone in the middle of nowhere, it's like, maybe I should give this guy a ride. So, yeah. That wasn't happening, so that was a little bit weird. But finally, a guy did stop. New Mexico plates. Author. Kids author. Real cool guy. He was going all the way to Seattle. not in a straight shot, but that's where he's ultimately heading. So that was awesome. I was like, all right, sweet. That guy picks me up. He wanted to go to Burning Man, Black Rock City. Burning Man's obviously not happening for a couple months or something, but he wanted to go to where it takes place, which is not far from Gerlach, which was the next sort of city. So that was cool. We actually drove, took a little detour, and I was obviously like, all detours are fine. There's no cars that coming. I will go on any side adventure possible, so I've never been to Burning Man, so it was kind of cool. We drove out on the playa, and yeah, just wide open, hard sand. Pretty cool, actually. And yeah, didn't really do much, just drove out there and checked it out. Then turned back, and yeah, but we were right on top of what will be the city, where there'll be like 60,000 people. You know, Burning Man's like the third biggest city in Nevada for the month or the week or two it's going on. It's true. Goes Vegas, Reno, Black Rock City for that week or two. Which is also funny because we were out there in the middle of this massive desert thing, like in the playa, and you turn on the GPS to get back, and it like wants to take us through the streets that aren't there yet. Like, Burning Man set up like a clock, like the streets, the layout, when it's going on. So it was just sort of funny to be like wide open plane, but it's like, take a right, no, take a left. Yeah, it's like, no, let's just point the way we gotta go. So that's what we did. And I drove with that guy to Klamath Falls. Super nice. Exchanged some information and stuff. Kind of cool to meet an author. He'd been on some book tour kind of stuff. So I'm like, I'm on my way to this thing in Portland. So that was cool. Klamath Falls. I got a ride from a guy going to Bend, Oregon. And that's as far as I made it that day. Sort of hit up a person I thought might be in Bend, but no one was there. So I didn't really, I was in the south side of Portland, so I had to walk through the whole city, but that was fine. I'm a basketball fan, and it was the last day of the NBA finals. So I caught like the end of the fourth quarter at a little bar, drank a beer. But yeah, there weren't a lot of breweries on my route, so I just kind of walked to the north of town where I knew I could camp, and did that, camped, woke up the next day, and made it to Portland. Yeah, got a couple short rides, then a ride from a kind of a film guy who's going right to Portland, and got there, walked on down to my friend Stephanie's house, baby got beer, friend I made in a Sierra Nevada beer camp. And, yeah, now it's been game on since I've been here. So caught up with her, obviously went to some breweries right away, staying at her place. And then, had the, the beer event, the, brewery book tour thing. It was at Pono Brewing, which is a brewery that I, featured in the Hopping Show. And they got a new place since I've been here last. And so had the event there. I got some books mailed out to Stephanie. So, yeah, had the event. Some people showed up. It wasn't crazy busy. And actually, they're shutting down. Fucking Pono Brewing is shutting down. I was there. When I was there, I was talking to him. He's like, yeah, it's not busy around here. Like, stuff hasn't been great. He's like, people love the beer, but not all people are showing up. And then on Facebook today, he posted out, Wednesday's our last day. So literally, my book tour event was on Thursday, and they're shutting down the whole tap room. He's going to keep brewing where he was brewing when I filmed, but that's crazy, huh? But it was still fun. Just sold some books. drank plenty of beer while I was there. And my friend John Lovegrove, who you might have seen in the 28 Breweries in One Day, walking around Portland video, he was there. Been hanging out with him since I got to town, not only for the book event. And also some Be Welcome people showed up, too. That was cool. Be Welcome's like couch surfing, if you don't know about it. BeWelcome.org. It's another hospitality network site, so some people from that site showed up for the event. But yeah, then I've been hanging out with John, went to a concert, went to some breweries with him, drove like an hour out of town. There's like he's from New Zealand originally. There's like a New Zealand, Australia meetup kind of thing. Went to that, hanging out with Stephanie, and yeah, now we're all pretty much caught up. So also Damien, from the Brew Happy podcast, I'd met a couple years ago when I was doing the Hopping Show. So today I was on the podcast. So if you want to, you can listen to that podcast. It was pretty chill. It's like a weekly podcast, usually featuring different Portland breweries and various people. So that was super fun. We went to Threshold Brewing, and he had all his podcast gear. You should see my podcast gear right now. It's like a lav mic and me drinking a beer. I need to pour some more beer in my glass, actually. But no, he had like the whole setup, which was cool. Just took over corner of the brewery, all the mics set up, and yeah, just talking about beer, and they're, you know, asking me about travel stories and stuff like that. It should be a good listen, actually. So, yeah, Brew Happy. Look that up. It'll probably be my name in the episode, Threshold Brewing. I don't know how quickly he gets it up. It might be up immediately, so check that out. And I just did that today, and my friend Stephanie, who I've been staying with, flew to Vegas. I think she's in the air right now. What time is it? Yeah, she's probably landing here any minute in Vegas. But gave me a key to her house, so I've just got her house. She's in Vegas for the next week. I won't be here that long, I don't think. But I'm here at the moment. So this is the moment where I usually slip into the outro and then tell you what I'm thinking of kind of doing next. So, yeah, that was the whole story of me going from California to Arizona to California to Vegas to Portland. It was a lot, but it's been a minute since the last episode. So let's jump into this final section, and I will tell you about the immediate future that I may or may not know about. Travels ahead. Let's do it. All right. So I'm going to not let that much time slip by again on podcasts so I can, you know, catch you guys up more. But yeah, here I am, pardon, in Portland. And it's supposed to be pretty rainy tomorrow, so I'm definitely not going to hitchhike tomorrow. And also Damien, there's some stuff going on tomorrow, beer stuff, so might go try to catch that. Money's shrinking a little bit, but I think I'm good. Yeah, as far as doing some random beer stuff, it's one of my bigger expenses. Just because of beer night, you know. Sometimes it can be $7 or $8. Sometimes it can be 40. So probably do that. I think my next destination, I'm definitely going to go to Stanley, Idaho. And I think that might be pretty immediate. There's a couple other things I'm thinking of doing, directions I'm thinking of going. But I think I might just directly go there and maybe stop in this place called Timber Gulch. I'm not going to say anything else about it because I think it's friggin' awesome. And it's like kind of a hidden gem. So if I go there, I'll bring it up again. But it's close to Boise. It's supposed to be pretty epic. It's just a little bit out of the way and weird, especially for hitchhiking. So I might do that. And obviously I might stop in Boise. Because breweries, friends, but then Stanley, Idaho. Yeah, that's going to be, it sounds like some things are really happening over there. I'll tell you more about it when it happens, which is like a 90% certainty. It's a guy I met in Boise, Idaho, drinking beer. He saw my backpack. Invited me to stay for the night, got me a burger and beer, just became friends that way, meeting, and now he's up to things. He's up to things. I got a really good feeling about whatever is going on there in Stanley, Idaho, the Sawtooth. I think there's a cabin involved where he's with a new girlfriend or something. I got a really good feeling about that. And that's the direction I want to head. Just in general, I sort of know what's going on this summer. I'm definitely going to hit Wyoming. My mom lives out there in Wyoming. I've got a buddy I just saw in Phoenix. He's going to be road tripping up that way very soon. 4th of July, I think he's going to be through the Tetons, kind of Jackson area. And I've already gotten a big box of books shipped to Iowa. I've got books on hand, so more brewery book tour stuff. Basically, anyone listening, if you're listening in near real time and you live in any of the northern states, don't be shy. Hit me up. Let me know. If you've got a favorite brewery and you want me to come through, I'll do the brewery book tour thing at that brewery if they're cool with it. So I'm talking Montana, Idaho, Wyoming, Dakotas, Nebraska, Iowa, Michigan, Illinois, Indiana, you name it, all the way to New York. I think that's pretty much what I feel like doing. this summer, over the next few weeks, couple months, however long. Just sort of winging it, seeing friends, new places, new things, and whenever I can, yeah, going to breweries with a stack of books, seeing if I can sell a couple, sign a couple things, meet some cool people, drink some beers. So, yeah, don't be shy. Hit me up. Let me know if I can. It sounds awesome. Stop through. So that's the podcast. That's the podcast. That's good times. Nothing else really to say. Just, yeah, let's keep on bringing up that Patreon. That gives me a few beers every month. I love it. And, I have been posting on there quite a bit. Portland, baby. Happy days. All right, you guys. Yeah, and always look out Hobo Lifestyle and all the things. We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. I'm stoked. Should be a fun summer. All right, you guys. Till the next one. Cheers. I need a new escape. With all my shit straight, I'll get my big break.